I'd like to call the October 23rd Selectmen's meeting to order, and would you all join me?
Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right. We're gonna open the public hearing at, what is it, 6:32-ish?
Yeah.
And this is to consider a building permit on a Class 6 road, and that road would be Donovan Road. And I believe the gentleman is here.
Mr. Chairman, I'm gonna recuse myself because I've already seen this case on the ZBA, and it may have come back to the ZBA.
Oh.
Stand down.
I don't know if you have to.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do what you want, but I don't know if you have to, though. Just state your name and...
Paul Broussard, 266 Donovan Road.
Sarah Broussard, 266 Donovan Road.
All right.
Oh.
What's up?
We want to build a 30-by-30, right on the edge of our driveway, barn, garage, slash barn. That's it, no water, maybe electrical, put our stuff in so it's not rotting outside.
And...
What's the rule on that? What's the...
Accessory building.
It's been to the planning board, the planning board has approved it, come to the board of selectmen. But the board of selectmen have to approve or disapprove, and then it's gonna go from there because he does have an issue with a setback. It's gonna go back to the...
Where's your house on it now?
You guys have what we sent you in the email?
Right here.
I'll show you where the house is located.
Is there another one on the deck, Mr. Gant?
Is this the aerial?
Oh, yeah.
I did an aerial.
Kinda not.
Yeah, my driveway is the line coming in, the square is the proposed building, and that's my house.
Oh, so you're building, you wanna put another addition?
Not an addition.
Not an addition.
Yeah.
Another building.
Yeah, kinda like what you have, just a little bit set from the house.
Okay, that's what it is, this is the house, and then you're talking about adding something else.
Yeah, that square would be the barn, and this is my house.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I thought it was a blur.
See, does anybody know specifically what page, or what paragraph to go to the rules on this?
It's really the, it's the application, which is 2. You submit the application, and then you look at...
I guess why did they hear what?
So if the house was able to be built, why is there an issue with the garage?
It's a Class 6 road building.
It's a Class 6 road, the board of selectmen have to give the authority.
So you had to give authority to build the house?
Originally, yeah.
Well, it wasn't this group.
Wasn't this group, but...
No, I wouldn't think so. I know it wasn't this group.
I think it's RSA, state RSA, it's gotta go to the planning board for recommendation to you guys.
It's just 'cause it's on the Class 6 road, part of the package.
And the recommendation, it should be in your folder, I can't find my recommendation, but... From Rudy.
Yeah, the planning board did discuss it.
You did, and Rudy recommended, so it should be in your packets.
Recommended to go to the board of selectmen.
And then it goes to the ZBA?
Nope, goes to the building.
Goes to the building.
Inspector.
But in his case, he is gonna wind up there 'cause he doesn't meet the setback.
All right, that's what I wanna know, what's the problem with this?
So we'll send them to...
14 feet or 15 feet?
15 feet.
15 feet encroaching on the setback. And that is because he says he won't be able to drive his equipment around the building without it encroaching on the setback. So that's an issue that the ZBA is gonna have to deal with, not us.
I think it was illustrated to me, it's here to just get authority to build the structure, and then the weight of my setback is held in the ZBA's hands.
That is correct.
My personal point of view, without looking at any RSAs or any of that stuff, is it's your property. And there's a house there, so you should be able to build a garage there. And obviously, where you're located, you could do it without even telling anybody. And eventually, somebody's going to see it.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really wanted to do it bad enough, you'd just do it. So, I mean.
I don't think that's good advice.
That's not a motion.
No. What I'm saying is, thank you for taking the correct path. How's that?
Yeah.
Right, let me finish with that.
We were redirected to this path.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
they
and you're still on it, so good for you.
That's because they started at the building department and they got redirected.
Went to the CDA, and now they're in front of us because Rudy had pointed out.
Oh, let's keep going around.
So, does the boy get any questions, or?
So it could be done if it were 15 feet different. Is that what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have to go to ZBA.
You can't move it 15 feet one way or the other?
It's more of a bigger safety issue for us. We got a 13,000-pound machine with a 6,000-pound trailer and doing that.
Yeah. And we have underground lines to the right of it, if you're looking at the map. So it's just a matter of the lay of the land where there's already a driveway. You don't want the impact of another driveway and doing U-turns.
Hello?
To get vehicles.
Can we mute you?
Can you mute?
Yeah,
thank you.
Who's talking?
I think it's Terry.
Who?
I think. No. Nope. Mm-hmm. She muted.
Terry
no
George.
Idea.
I don't know who Shannon is.
After going through the process, it turns out to be the best of a worst case scenario with my land over on Donovan. It's extraordinarily wet once you start past my house.
Yeah.
And dip down.
So what happens in your mind if the ZBA says no?
That's going to be on them. We'll have to file a permit and do the unsafe thing and go down that course of action if we have to. But ideally, I'd like to be
okay.
Better
than not. That's why we're asking for the
right.
Yeah.
You're using the same driveway.
Roger.
Correct, yeah. So the idea is that we're making the least amount of impact, use for us to turn trailer and equipment around.
Right.
It's minimal impact to like having to clear land. Because when we were originally going to do it, we were informed. We found out we have like a, what is it, 4-rod road, they call it?
Yeah.
So it's a huge right-of-way on
correct.
Donovan, which is
yeah, I made the mistake of clearing in front of my house by 150 by 150, 150 by 2.
Yeah.
Thinking, I'm like, oh, I'll put a garage here.
This
I
works
work
here,
in the city.
Like you said, that.
I could get a 2-foot variance. They get them in Manchester all the time. I'm gonna this way. I got 50 feet to work with. And cleared it, filed for my permit, and then went, it turned into this apocalyptic.
No, they thanked you for clearing the town land, right?
No.
Now it's much different. Now it's turned into my neighbors. We do a lot of the road. We do us five neighbors. We take care of the road ourselves. So they're just parked in their road here, there. It allows for a turnout for the snow, push the snow. So it's worked out.
It works
kind
out
of
for everyone.
Cool.
Right.
Well, more of a community thing.
That's great.
Does the board get any other questions or for the applicants?
No. I understand what you're trying to do. I would strongly urge you to skip right over the 15, you know, if you could jiggle it around.
Oh, we're
all
so deep into that, we might as well just see it through.
He's going for broke because that's what they really want. So.
Yeah. There's been a lot of things with variances that have least impacts, and what we're asking for is minimal. So.
Right.
So,
the surrounding property,
the surrounding area, the surrounding concern.
On a class 6 road.
It's minimal.
But as long as you know that this isn't your final resting place.
Oh, they know
place.
That.
Right. No,
okay.
Yeah.
You'll go see
just
tomorrow.
Our blessing,
he'll
and
deny,
then you'll go
and
on.
You'll be
correct.
At the ZBA tomorrow night.
Okay.
Right.
Patrick,
okay.
You got any other questions?
No. I just wanted to have the notes in front of me.
Did I get a motion then to grant him to follow through with the process?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Any further discussions? Questions?
Discussions? No.
Nothing? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. We get him.
Thanks, sir. If we have another issue discussed, we brought it up to Andrea about the conduct of people on the board and taking that to the selectmen and informing them to see what we can do about that.
What?
People on the planning board?
ZBA. We were just questioning the conduct of some of the people on the board.
They are elected, so
which
we don't
board?
Have any authority.
They're appointed,
zoning
I think.
Board. Oh.
Zoning
board. Oh,
they're
that's right. The ZBA
yeah.
is appointed. That's right.
So I asked Andrea, I said, is there a
do you have an ethics committee or
yeah,
anything?
Conduct committee.
We don't have an ethics committee.
I put something in writing.
That's what I
if
said.
You feel
I
that strongly.
Submit
yeah,
something
I
in writing.
Here was more than sufficient than to record, right?
Well, you can. We have public input.
Yeah, but everything in writing is better.
But we have public input.
Then we have to respond to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we do have public input.
Of the abutters on here, were they at any of these meetings for you?
My...
The very first meeting.
Yeah, the walkthrough. Walkthrough.
Nobody has a problem with it.
No, they were all, they trust me.
They were glad to see our trailers and the equipment.
They don't wanna see it.
Who is that?
I have no idea who that is.
Mr. George? Can you mute that, please?
Do you wanna say something, or?
I think...
Can you talk to, yeah. Is there a hand up or something?
No.
Can I mute him?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah, do it from the,
Top right corner, I do it this one, I'll tell you.
There we go.
They muted you.
What?
There we go.
Alright, now we need to mute you.
They had to raise their hand.
What are they, in the same room together?
I'm wondering if they're, oh no, she's over here, I think you can see her.
Do they want to have a question?
Do you have a question?
Do you guys have a question?
Okay, go ahead. They can unmute.
I think you have to unmute them.
Yep. She put her hand up.
The town meeting appears to be muted.
Yep.
No, we can hear you.
Now we can hear you.
We cannot hear anything.
Oh.
Oh, unmute on the lower left box.
Oh, down the bottom left.
Bottom bar.
Way bottom left.
All the way down.
Way left.
Way left.
Bottom.
You're on the left, Andrew.
I was just going to say you're
just
on the
click
left.
On the big,
I see that to the
click on the big mute part. Go further,
like,
there you go.
Right there, hover on it, you're
down.
Back
no.
Right there.
Yeah.
Done.
There we go. Now you can hear us.
There you go.
All right.
We've been listening to you.
So that's the process we're going to let you guys send an email.
Yeah, no email, just give a letter.
Okay.
Sure.
To Andrea, and then they will have to respond.
Did you have something to say?
Be specific.
Okay.
Whoever.
Oh, he's muted.
Did you want to make a comment, sir?
This looks like he's muted.
Are you guys all set with our vote? We're good, right?
Well,
you're all set.
Good to go.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Good luck.
All right, boys. That's a great call. Thank you for the time.
All right.
So we'll close the public hearing at 6:44.
Well, that wasn't but close
yes.
The public hearing?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a postage of the public hearing.
Oh.
All right. Approval of October 9th minutes. In the White Mountains or something, right?
Yes, I was.
Good for you. Did you have good weather?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. A little windy.
That was the Columbus Day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, does anybody get any?
I move the minutes from October 9th to be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
Oops.
I just wanted to know I was here tonight, so I want to make work.
Early.
I was going on time and here.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
I'm going to abstain.
And you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if I just got one wrong.
All right, the transfer of funds from the unassessed fund balance to the future capital improvement. So that's a warrant article.
Boyd had asked about it. We just tentatively drafted something. This will all go to Mike and the DRA, but this is this where you want the money to go, is the future capital reserve capital? Future capital improvement.
Is it 130 or 135?
130. It's 135. That's what they sold.
I mean, they sold that ambulance, and the money disappeared. It went into the unrestricted fund.
And we're using the funds to buy the ambulance out of it.
The capital reserve account for it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, Dean's in full agreement. It needs to pay it back.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Because if we would have traded that ambulance in, and got a $135,000 credit from the dealer, that would have had the same effect, okay? We would only have to draw so much out of the account.
Right.
But no, they paid us cash. We gave the cash to the town, and it disappeared.
Yeah, goes to the general fund. It goes to the general fund.
It didn't disappear.
It doesn't go exactly where we'd like it to.
As far as the fund.
Went in another hole.
I'm just going to leave this
hole. $135,000 was...
What happened?
For sold the ambulance?
Sold like a pump or a container or something?
No, no, no.
They wouldn't pay it.
They get $135,000 for it.
$135,000 came out of that.
When we got it,
emergency
and they sold it. So.
Management truck there that they sold.
Yeah,
right.
A tanker
or
a pumper.
And that went towards buying the new ambulance.
Ambulance, okay. Yeah. But, we did not sell an ambulance.
No.
That's what I was hearing. The rescue truck.
Right. Okay.
The bread truck.
We had that thing for about 3 years, I think. Maybe a little bit longer.
It only had about 10,000 miles.
But I don't know if you would have gotten 135.
Sounds like we should get more.
You got 135 for it.
Yeah, it was 135.
But it wouldn't have been any more.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that one I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. No, I'm not that, because I was going to say we don't
sell
ambulance.
Do you like the way it's worded?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
And again, we'll go to Mike and the DRA, but yeah.
Okay, and you got it already drafted?
This is the draft that I will put with all the other warrant articles when I put them all together.
I think, just like when we set it up for the sale of Exit 3, there's got to be something in that.
The wording from, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's unassigned fund balance. People have no idea what that is. I'll just say no tax.
Yeah, no amount to be raised from taxation. I'll take a look at
how we worded the
last year.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
you don't need a motion for that.
No, I just, Boyd and I were talking about it, and we just kind of
wanted to bring it up.
So. This is just a credit transfer between the
right.
Correct.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean,
and money out.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to approve this as a warrant article?
Yes.
When I bring the warrant, you'll have a bunch to approve. So, and then the tax rate impact. Sue was at the budget committee meeting a couple weeks ago. Someone had asked us to put on every warrant article, the tax, anything with money tied to it, the tax rate impact. I just want to make sure. I have no problem doing it. I just want to make sure it is the board's wishes.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
No, it's a slippery slope because it's not accurate. First,
you're right. Okay. I don't think, how much detail do you want to put in the town report?
I think people vote these things in and they don't add it up in their head. They just don't. And then they get their tax bill and they're moaning and groaning about it because they don't realize what they've added in from the warrant articles. But I question whether this is our job or the budget committee. If you want to know the truth.
Well, it says here, determined by the governing body.
Governing body,
what is the Board of Selectmen?
That is not the budget committee.
I should show you. Merrimack does this every year.
A lot of towns do it. I mean, it's not a problem.
Just to give them more information to make a decision on.
I mean, you don't have to decide tonight.
I personally don't think it's accurate. It's not set at that point.
It's a guess.
What you do is you just estimate. You take the town
value. That's right. You just said it. Estimate.
Yeah. And that's what you write on it. I mean,
estimate
a
guess.
Yeah, but it's pretty. It ends up being pretty close most of them if you do a good job. But I'll bring that thing in if you want next, so you can actually see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what they do is they'll say for instance you want. $2 million for the police thing. Mm-hmm. They actually write down why that's important, too. So you can use it to your advantage, too.
Yeah, depending on how much you want on the paper.
That's what your deliberate session is supposed to be for.
That's right. Yeah.
Not enough people.
Well, think about the length of our warrant, too. We got a pretty lengthy
one. And I know it's not, but it's a shame that people don't participate and then complain.
You can lead that horse to water, but a pencil's still got to be led.
Hmm. I'm not opposed to it.
Add
I would
something to your conversation. Oh. If you wouldn't mind. I can't see how this could harm anything by putting the tax rate on the estimated tax rate, because yes, it's true. People don't come and people don't participate, but it gives them a little more information they don't understand, but if they see that this is going to add 32 cents to the tax rate, or this will add $1.26 to the tax rate, and they can figure out what it's going to cost, and they know what their house is valued at, they can figure out what these things are going to cost them. It gives it how does it hurt to give the citizens more information? I mean, if you're punishing by saying you will come to the meeting, you don't deserve to get the information. Well, if we give them the warrant, a copy of the warrant in our town report, why can't it say what these things are going to, what are they going to cost them? And give that information. I mean, we know it's an estimate, but still.
I personally think it's a real slippery slope when you start giving people the option to vote for what's going to have the highest tax impact.
That's right.
So if something's $3 and something's 25 cents, the 25 cents is probably going to pass. But the $3 item is probably far more important. And now you're going to put that in jeopardy because it's going to save them that amount of money. And that I have to disagree. That could be a big problem. Well, but if people aren't going to come to meetings and educate themselves on what they're voting on,
right, but
and they're going to vote on dollar amounts, that's what it's going to turn into.
I don't think they're going to stop supporting the roads or the school.
Well, I would hope not.
Okay, it doesn't matter what dollar amount goes in there, or the library, or CYA. They're not going to stop supporting that, but there might be other things that they say. Say, you know, they want to add more money to the fire reserve fund for their equipment, and they say, you know what, they just got an ambulance, they just got a truck, we don't need that this year. And I agree. More information. I mean, we always talk about people being educated, but there's really no avenue to do it in town.
If we adopted this policy 2 years ago, that warrant article this year, or the budget this year, probably would have failed because of that $236,000 in there for the ambulance service.
I don't think it would have.
Because people would have, because are you going to break this out? What the impact is for the lines in the town budget?
There was nothing in the warrant article. There was nothing in the thing for the ambulance.
The
$300,000 went into that
revolving fund.
The revolving fund, and then the Board of Selectmen took it out of the revolving fund. I don't think a lot of people knew that $300,000 was going to buy an ambulance.
No, I'm talking about the ambulance service.
The service, not the purchase.
Remember, it went in because it was
used to be a dollar, but then it ended up.
No, then it was COVID money, and that's a mess.
I don't see how it can hurt to give the people in the town more information. I don't see how that's a bad thing. And if you want those important things to pass, then I think it's incumbent on you and the budget committee to make the case for why this is important for the town and why we need these things. And I think people respond. I think people would have responded if you had said, we want this money for an ambulance. And I think people would have responded because they think it's important. They've seen it's important to have these things. I don't think people would turn them down because of the amounts. I just think it's helpful information. And I would hope the board would consider doing it.
All right, thank you, Judy.
So can we table this till next time?
Absolutely.
I'll bring the book in and you guys can look at it and see if you find it. Again, it can have positive results if you're trying to push something.
Discussion, but I just wanted to make sure if we start working on the warrant.
You
want to
ask?
Yeah. So.
All right. Was there any other new business?
Nope.
Okay. Old business.
Okay. Policy review. These are no changes, just to reaffirm. So you've got the fund balance policy and the custody of check signing devices.
Yes, please.
Mr. Chairman, I vote that this board affirm the fund balance policy dated September 15th, 2020.
Do I get a second?
I'll second.
Was there any questions on that policy? Since there weren't any changes.
The only thing I really wish that at least was bolded. Because everybody keeps thinking we can't have more than 11.5% in there, and we can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you want...
The word at least, to me, is so important.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? When we have to push
small
it up
change,
to
yep.
Yep.
get something done.
Yep.
All right, other than that, change?
Oh, yeah.
All in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Roy.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
Thanks, okay. Andrea.
Now we got the other.
I move we affirm our approval of the custody of check signing devices and the internal master control master policy dated May 9th, 2011.
I'll second it. And no change on this either.
No.
Can you second it? All in favor?
Russ.
So,
Roy.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Is that all of them? No?
I think we have a few more.
Yeah.
We're getting it. We're just reviewing the finance ones. We're not doing the other ones. So.
Not tonight. Yeah.
Do it at a time.
Just a little bit at a time. Get it done.
All right. Yes. Deliberate date.
So apparently the school is going to have theirs on the snow date we picked. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know where you want
to.
Yeah. Do you want to? We
were
like
being
a
very flexible.
So they didn't want to work
we
with us.
We already said it,
well,
but
they
need
that's
to
the night that they actually do
flexible.
Their like they do. They have a board. Do they do this on? Do they have a regular meeting on like the second?
That's why they do it
okay.
on that Thursday, and it's like come
yeah.
On.
So we get bumped.
But we were being flexible.
I just
so
compromising.
Do we want to maybe do a night like Monday or Tuesday? Or?
So frustrating.
Not that people are going to...
Really
yeah, you want Tuesday the 6th? Is anything happening then?
Sure.
The
yeah, I mean, it is
February?
A snow date.
What time?
Jeez, I don't know.
Gosh, I hope.
Yeah, check my schedule.
He's going to be helping build that barn. He's going to be sneaking the materials.
So Tuesday, February 6th?
So 5 to 9 p.m., is that safe? Hopefully we don't need it. 5 to 9 p.m.?
That's good.
That yeah. sounds
and hopefully we won't need the snow date, and we'll have that's it on that Saturday.
And that'll be at the school?
Yeah.
So it's a deliberative session on February 6th.
Snow. Yeah. Deliberative session regular is
the third.
But if this is a snow date,
okay,
we get our snow date.
Oh, that's just the snow date.
That's the snow date, yeah.
Snow date.
All right.
I don't think we've ever gone to snow date. I don't.
No, we were close. Weren't we?
I don't know. Back
election,
in town meeting.
Election we were close.
Yeah.
Let's
oh, that's when they can't.
Let's talk about that.
And it's 5 to 9, you said?
Yeah, let's do 5 to 9.
How about on this third? What time is it?
9 a.m.
9 to 12?
Yeah, well, whenever we're done.
It never lasts.
I know.
Well,
it used to last till 2,
well,
2 o'clock.
Well, it all depends what the Warren article says.
Right,
that can
exactly.
be pretty proud.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And you know we'll probably be voting in January, I think, is
voting.
For the state elections for the primaries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Second exam. Okay.
This, I mean, we're looking at that.
Got
okay.
a lot of elections.
Yeah, the 4 and 24.
All right. Is there any other business?
So there is an election in January?
I think he set it for, or tentatively, I don't know. They were all waiting for all the, you know, the Democrats and everything else so they can fight a little
but
bit.
But that's for the federal election.
It's for the primary.
Primaries
in New Hampshire primary?
Yeah, to get them down, yeah.
Oh, what day is that?
They don't know for
month?
Sure. But
what day are we voting
we
next
We want to be first, New Hampshire. And
yeah.
they're looking at January 5th or around
sure.
there.
We're
somewhere.
Not voting in November?
The general
That's
election is in
yeah.
November.
Yeah, what day is that?
Second Tuesday.
I'm going to take that day off. Because I've been slacking, so I'm going
to
sit at the poll booth.
I'm going to be there all day.
Wow.
Wait a minute, is this the primary? The primary?
No, you don't get a pass.
Next month.
Next month, okay. Yeah, that's right. Second. That would be the second.
The 13th? The
14th.
14th. All right. I'm committing.
Donna
wow.
hasn't said anything to me.
Awesome.
Who hasn't?
No, we'll get you
next
out of
month?
The asylum if you're committed.
All right, is there anything else under other business?
Yeah, it's the 7th.
For what? In January?
Election. No, November 7th.
Oh, okay. So sorry. You need to change your date to a week ahead.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to get that off tomorrow. Can't wait.
That's just around the corner.
Really excited.
Yes, it is.
That's not the second Tuesday in November.
I thought it was the second Tuesday.
It is.
So just
November. I have it right on my calendar.
Yeah, but it's not the 7th.
7th is the first Tuesday.
It says election day on the calendar.
Oh, it does say, yes.
Right on the 7th?
I was going to say, yeah, it's right.
Election day. So it's not the 2nd.
I'm glad you can read that. I can't.
Yeah. Well, I can from over here.
I have town election on the brain.
Andrea screwed it up. She
a town election is the 2nd Tuesday.
Exactly.
The 7th.
I was going to say something, but I said, no, she knows what she's talking about.
No, clearly no. It was all sneaking up on me.
She wants a vacation.
No, she don't.
How are we doing on that?
No.
We're good. Good.
Oh,
any other business?
I don't believe that.
Nothing?
No, we have to appear before the budget committee Wednesday night.
Wednesday
night,
yes. Yep. I will be there.
Lost everything.
Oh, so I can be there.
Oh,
yeah.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Yep.
7 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Did you hear that?
The next select board meeting is November 13th, 6:30. Oh. Is there any other, do you have any other public input for us, Judy? No. Okay.
32 minutes.
Move to adjourn.
Nice.
I'll second.
2 seconds. All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
7 o'clock.
Thank you.